Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everybody, it's Friday. I'm Cam Stewart. This is Game Time Decisions. Hope everybody's having a great week, getting ready for the weekend, cracking a couple cold ones, and my boy Morenci getting ready too. The series of the weekend, definitely the Padres and Dodgers. It's going to be a lot of fun with Juan Soto going to San Diego against the Dodgers. And Morenci down in LA watching this game, going to the game, having a good time. And I get my boy Steve Merrill out of Virginia. Look at this guy. He's looking absolutely fantastic. He'll join me. We'll break it all down. We got WNBA action with the coach. We got Steve Merrill. We'll break down everything. He got NASCAR. Steve knows vroom, vroom. He knows cars. He knows baseball. He knows football. He knows everything. We'll break it down with him. We got a lot of other stuff. As Jay Berman mentioned, the golf tournament. Nice. I got all my bets tied up with afternoon matchups. Play suspended. What am I going to do for baseball when I can't get credited? You guys are on the 17th hole and you stop the thing when I hear the horn. I'm going absolutely bananas right now, Steve. I need that money to get credited because I'm leading in my matchup bets to bet on these baseball games tonight. But that's the way Gambler works right now in strange and mysterious ways. We talked to Carmine Bianco a little bit later on in the show, and Carmine told me, Steve, that he basically gave you a Vladimir Guerrero bobblehead doll. We'll talk to Carmine about that. We'll talk about what giving you gifts and a huge game, Premiership week one, and they open things up. Kind of a weird game to open up the season with Arsenal, the new look Arsenal Gunners, taking care of business, beating Crystal Palace 2-0. Arsenal, the favorites at -120 to win in regulation. They get it done, and the game slightly under the number of 2.5. I welcome my friend, my colleague, new look, new attitude, looking good, Steve Merrill. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, Cam, we're doing this live because I was about to send a tweet out here and I didn't know Karma's going to be on, so I hashtagged EPL with all the other sports we're going to be talking about. I was trying to think, what's a hashtag for soccer? I remember he's EPL, right? And that starts tonight. Actually, started this afternoon, I believe, and then a lot of games tomorrow on Saturday. Yeah, Carm, I'm so glad Gabe's not here because Carm sent me that bobblehead and Gabe's the one that told me about it. So you could not tell Gabriel Morenci about that bobblehead. And I go, the one time I go with the green screen, and right behind me with my prop set is the box with the bobblehead. So maybe between breaks, I'll go behind the curtain here and pull that out for you. I'll give you a sneak preview. But yeah, Carm is a fantastic human being and one of my top three Canadians now because you and Gabe have always been on that list as well, Cam.
Thanks, Steve. I love you. No, me and Carm are going to get together for a beer, hopefully one of these days before football season when it picks up. But he's going to break down the Premiership, as you said, Steve. Opener today, there's tons of action. It's actually a perfect time to have Carm on in the 8 o'clock hour because all you morning risers, there's a bunch of English soccer. So we'll get Carm's opinion. That guy is a great soccer handicapper. So hopefully you want to stay tuned for that to get all the information there. And Carm's not just – he's basically more than a jack of, like, just a soccer guy too, Steve. We had a nice conversation on the phone today. He's telling me he's crushing it in other areas too. He's a very, very good gambler, very, very good human being. And yeah, it'd be nice, Steve, if you ever come up to Canada, me, you, and Carm can go for some suds. We'll bring Morenci over from Vancouver and we'll make it a wager talk party with Carmen Bianco. He's on the show. Joe Madden, she'll join us breaking down. There is a CFL football game tonight, an interesting game too. We have the Ottawa Redblacks taking on the Calgary Stampeders, and Ottawa getting 5.5 at home. Big total for the CFL game, actually up to 50 points. Most of the games fall in the 46-47 mark, but Ottawa won last week. They got off the schneid winning their first game of the season. Now they're getting 5.5 points against Calgary. Interesting spot, and they have a bye week after that. So we'll see if the Redblacks can put 2 and 2 together. I think that might be a good play tonight. Welcome all our radio affiliates. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci, my boy in L.A. Hopefully Gabe's enjoying himself at the Dodgers-San Diego Padres series. And my man Steve Merrill is joining me. And we'll have the coach James Young to talk about the WNBA in the next segment, too. We'll break down. Maybe we'll go through some NBA totals that have been released, too. Some really weird and low numbers. Gabe and I and the coach got into it a little bit. We didn't have time to get barely scratch the surface. But a couple teams, you guys want to jump on some stuff now. If I can get my golf credits back, I wouldn't mind putting in a couple bets, because I'll tell you, some of those numbers look a little bit low, a.k.a. New Orleans Pelican style. Pelican fly with the coach. We'll talk about the WNBA with the coach. Hopefully he's got some player props, nailing Breanna Stewart the other night for the Seattle Storm, getting it done. So, Steve, have you looked? We'll go through the baseball board. Anything that catch your eye early, though? I know we talked about the soccer this afternoon. And what have you been doing, basically, too? College football's on the horizon, NFL. Like, what's the Steve Merrill plan? How are you going through everything?
Yeah, I mean, it's still quiet time, I think, because it's the month of August. Baseball is going to be where I build my bankroll, at least for my clients. We had that NFL. We had a little tease last night, Cam, on Thursday with the NFL Hall of Fame game. But then you got to go a full 7 days now until there's any more preseason. You got to go until next Thursday night before the week one begins. So that really was kind of a tease last night. We'll pick our spots in the preseason. Keep in mind, we only have 3 weeks. We don't have four this year. There's one less preseason game for everyone else. So I think baseball is the bread and butter now. And look, you got to be careful before the All-Star break. And I said, you have to be careful after and the trade deadline. We got all that silliness behind us now as of Tuesday night. I think things are going to start to play out a little more normal here. And I got to correct you. You said the biggest series of the weekend, Padres, Dodgers, Mets, Braves, man, because this is for the division title and the bye.
You're pissing up to my boy, Matt, the producer, and Johnny Roast Beef, all our New York Mets fans here in the building. Cardano, too. No, but that's a huge – I am with you, Steve. Dodgers, Padres, massive. Mets, Braves for positioning, that's monstrous. What? We got great baseball this weekend. We can't forget about the MLB.
Well, yeah, and I did a video at wagertalk.com this afternoon breaking down the new playoff format, so go check that out. It's in-depth. You know, we only got like 20 seconds here. But keep in mind, the top two division winners get a bye. The third division team has to play the wild card round. Padres aren't winning that division, so Mets, Braves, really important to win that division in the East.
I agree, man. It's going to be awesome. And we'll talk about the NFL preseason, too. One game in already, monkey business. So all you gamblers out there with everybody involved and teaser players, we'll talk about that. Coach James Young coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, along with Steve Merrill, my boy Gabe Morenci, loving life in L.A. Gabe, if you're there, buddy, just enjoy yourself. Watch some baseball. Have a good time. I have a feeling one day my man Morenci is going to move to California. He likes a lot of thing about that state. Nice and relaxed, nice and chill. Hey, once they get their gambling on, buddy, they got everything for him. Hopefully the Dodgers win for him this weekend. And, hey, we got basketball action, too. We got our man, Coach James Young. As Gabe said, hit his music, Matt. Hit his music. Coach James Young. Okay, Coach, nice to see you. It's like different. I'm in the captain's chair. Usually just thinking about cracking a cold one on Friday, buddy. You look pretty relaxed, ready to go. We got WNBA action. We got all sorts of stuff. But first, before we get to the WNBA, I got to say this, Coach and Steve. One game into the NFL season, the total's at 30.5. All these new gamblers, what happens? Oh, boy. Jacksonville scores the meaningless hit ton, hits the two, ends at 38. You play the teaser 37, the 37.5 under, wah, 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 right down the tubes. It never ends. This is just the first part of it, boys. So wait till the regular season happens. That's the first game, the Hall of Fame game, and we already got crazy stuff going on. Right, Coach? Right, Steve?
Always some crazy stuff. You know what the best part about being on with you is? I actually get to talk a little bit more. No offense to my guy Moretti, that's my guy. But we get to get. I'm on with you. I'm on with Steve Merrill. We can get down to business.
Now, did you bet on that game last night, Coach? Did you have Jacksonville, the Raiders? I know we had the Raiders, but all those people that played that under teaser got absolutely hooped last night. There was no need for that, but that's the preseason football. If you bet it, you're going to maybe get burned. That's the thing, right?
I didn't touch it. The only thing I would have touched, if anything, because of no ETN and no Trevor Lawrence, is I would have probably played the Raiders. But, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, you guys would talk about it more, but I get so nervous in the preseason, especially the first game. Even if it was one less game, you don't know how many snaps these guys are going to play. Maybe some team plays their starters more than the other team. You're at such a decided disadvantage. The one I always used to love when he's at four games is the third game, which is the closest thing to the dress rehearsal, where starters tend to play into the third quarter.
So how are you attacking that then, Steve? You brought it up. Great point at the opening of the show. And I'm not going to say there's no money to be made in this stuff. Me and Gabe talk about it a lot of the time. You could actually do some real damage in the preseason. He said he was right. Like, read the local reporter, read the papers, dig a little bit deeper into that stuff. We were on the Raiders last night, but what's your approach, Steve, now that things have changed? You got three instead of four. Is there anything you do? Do you change your – I know your capping's pretty methodical. What do you do and how do you handle it?
Well, Coach is exactly right. When you're handicapping the NFL preseason, it's all about motivation. You know, when I started, this would be my 27th football season. I started in 1996, 26 years, 27 football seasons now. It used to be, you know, the internet had just come out. You would literally be able to read online newspapers, and one local paper would be like, this team is playing their starters three quarters. The other team is like, we're not playing our starters at all. And it wasn't related, you know, the line didn't show it. Nowadays, we all get that information within 3 seconds of each other via Twitter or anywhere else. So the quarterback rotations, I think, are kind of priced into the line. So what you want to look for is kind of dig deeper. And Coach does this well because he's a coach, you know. And when you get blown out or you get embarrassed like Jacksonville kind of did last night, even though it's preseason, you still want to have a good outing, especially if you're back at home. So it sets up interesting next week, because the one advantage the Raiders and Jags have next week is they both have played a game. And Jacksonville is at home against Cleveland next week. And home teams do perform a little bit better in the preseason because there again, if it's a close game, you know, you probably try to win maybe in front of the home fans. Also, a team coming off a bad season like Jacksonville, they want to install the winning approach. All of this said, Jacksonville is only a 1.5-point favorite against Cleveland next Friday night at home. So, you know, I'm going to dig into that game a little bit. The Raiders, by the way, play the late game next week. They're the only Sunday game, and they're at home as well. And they're playing a Minnesota team that hasn't played yet. Las Vegas Raiders, only a 2.5-point favorite. Maybe that's because the Vikings have been a great preseason team with, who was it, Zimmer? He's not there anymore. They got a new coaching staff. Exactly. So something to dig into on those two games next week.
I think the Raiders might be a play on team, Steve. And we talked about this, and I thought it was interesting. They downplayed it, but Josh Jacobs, he's playing. Usually your star people don't go there. At least he started. He gets some touches. It's like, it's a contract year. I look at McDaniels as the type of guy, like, let's get things off on the right foot. And I think Jacksonville kind of has that approach too. You're a losing franchise. Urban Meyer was an absolute disaster. All you had was negative press. So, like, the way the Raiders are tackling this right now, don't you think they're kind of all business and maybe they take the preseason a little bit more serious? Hell, Jacobs is in the game and he doesn't need to play.
So, Coach, next week I'm going to be in Las Vegas on the 14th, so I think I might try to go to that preseason game and see the stadium. I'll be getting in late Saturday night, and I'll be rooting for the Raiders probably, Cam, because I think that's probably the way to play that game. And -2.5 is a very interesting number. If you look at all the lines next week, every line is 3 or less, mostly 2.5s or less, 3 a very key number. Only two games in which we have more than 3.5. We have my boy, my college alum, Sean McDermott, 3.5 Buffalo at home, a very motivated individual, probably likes to win. And
William
Gabe
and Mary,
I are going to talk about this later. Right, well, you know, we're talking about tonight on his radio show, Cam. Check it out later on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, the late night show. We talk about the Ravens. Harbaugh's now won 19 straight preseason games. They opened them this summer at some other locations, -2.5, which whoever did that should be fired. It's now up to -5. You know, Coach, when you're at 19, it's an all-time record. I think you probably want to keep winning. Harbaugh's been doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You still want to win. I mean, when some guys take it a little bit seriously, and it's the same thing in basketball with scrimmages and stuff. Some coaches, they want to set the culture and they want to set it right away. And Harbaugh's one of those guys that's always motivated by winning. So when you got that streak, you definitely don't want to mess it up. 19 in a row, they're going to definitely try to go for 20.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if I was a team like Jacksonville, if I was a team like, you know, Detroit, I look at the preseason as it's culture-changing time. And I think maybe we'll see how Detroit comes out too. But Dan Campbell's talking about eating people's limbs. I'm going to do that. We're going to do anything to win. This is the Lions. We're no more longer the Detroit Pussycats. We're Lions with teeth. They're not house cats. So I don't know, Steve. Like, you take that approach. Good call, Coach. Harbaugh's that type of guy. Campbell's that type of guy. Steve, do you throw that in into the cap? Because I think Detroit is a team that kind of wants to get off on the right foot. Everyone's ripping Goff. They got young players on their team, and it's time for them to step up because, you know, even the books think 6.5. They think the Lions could actually win 7 or 8 games this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Cam, that the Lions opened -2.5 at home against Atlanta on Friday night. It's now +2.5. So we've seen a lot of money coming up. Now, granted, 2.5 to 2.5 is not much of a move because 1 and 0 are kind of dead numbers. But still, Atlanta's seen the early money. So we got to dig into that game a little more. Maybe that's a quarterback rotation or some quotes coming out or something.
Yeah, another thing, too, and I thought Gabe brought up a good point where we're talking about it, Steve. It's not what people want to do, especially people who are based on, you know, numbers and math. But a lot of the time, these money lines, like you see, it's the preseason's different, right? Going for 2, weird numbers, all these things that happen. Whereas we look at key numbers, 3, 4, 7 in the regular season, right? Like, would you even consider, like, hey, you know what? Dealing with the juice and laying money lines, because a lot of the time games are decided 1-1 in the hook. It's something that I'll do. I don't mind paying a little bit of juice if I'm going to win the bat rather than lose.
Well, I mean, I think Harbaugh is interesting also, Coach, you know, because here you're getting him about -200 instead of -5. And like we've talked about, he probably wants to win that 20th game in a row. But I'm not a big fan of laying 1-2, obviously, on a money line. One thing I'll point out real quick, guys, is teasers in the NFL preseason, even though they're lower scoring games, which should help teasers, they historically are not good bets. The lines just are not as accurate. And once again, Cam, like you said, and Gabe said also, the key numbers 3 and 7, 4 and 6, they don't come into play as much either.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They're so teasers, even though we have a lot of 2.5-point dogs this week, which normally make great teaser plays up to 8.5, beware. Yeah. It's not the best strategy in the preseason.
No, it's not. And we tried to get cute, you know, mixing aside. You just bet the Raiders at 2.5, like we were scared, that wins. You take them on the money line, who cares? No worried about juice when it wins. We'll break down the 2 WNBA games tonight with the coach. I'll tell you, Coach, how about those wings? Dallas flying. More after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Friday's edition, Game Time Decisions. I'm the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, along with my boys. We got Steve Merrill subbing in today. Steve, I really appreciate you coming on with me. And Coach James Young talking hoops, talking football. We'll talk a little bit of baseball, see who the coach likes. Big series for the Mets. And Steve, I got to actually thank you for something, too. I was upstairs before the show started. You know, I called my mom and stuff like that. And then I go, oh, yeah, Gabe's the guy who always tweets out the show. So I'm like, Game Time Decisions. At, you know, okay, Gabe's in L.A., and then I start going, at Coach James. I'm like 7 minutes later, I got one thing in there. I'm just like, God, this guy does – I can't even tweet this thing out with the guests that we're having.
I barely got
show.
It out,
Gabe. And I just realized you did it. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, but I was running behind, too, because you were actually saying, we got Carmine Bianco on later. I'll add Carmine to the tweet. And then EPL, yeah. I was like, what's a hashtag for soccer, Coach? I was like, a hashtag EPL, and – hopefully that's the English Premier League. I hope I didn't send it to some underground like smut site or something. But anyway, we got the tweet out.
Little things I take for granted. He does that stuff before the show with the GIF. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I'm putting it in like 8 minutes later. I got coaches thinking exactly. I got smoke coming out the computer. But anyway, Steve, thank you very much because I'm just useless with that stuff. And okay, Coach, what are we going to do tonight? Two games in the WNBA. We'll start things off in the order here. What can you say, though, about those earlier games? Some of these dogs have been barking, Coach. We've seen a lot of backdoor covers. Last night, I'll give myself – I don't do it all the time. I know you and Gabe were on the right side with the Storm, but the Dallas Wings were big dogs in that game. I know the Vegas Aces came back, but they fall short. Didn't have the stones to bet them on the money line, Coach, but I've been noticing this in the WNBA. Underdogs, bad teams, late covers, and a lot of these underdogs, when they win outright a lot of the time, Coach.
Yeah, and it happens a lot. And in the last one, even with the Connecticut Sun winning, you know, with everything that happened with Brittany Griner, you saw a really motivated Phoenix Mercury team winning, tied at the half, and then ran out of steam. So we got the backdoor cover the other way in regards that they were not playing well, the Connecticut Sun at home, and then they steal it down the stretch in regards to covering. Then obviously the Dallas Wings, tremendous performance against the Las Vegas Aces. Folks, you got to realize the WNBA is really weird. You got the top five teams within 3.5 games of each other, and then you have Dallas, New York, Atlanta, Phoenix, LA, and the Lynx within 3.5 games of each other. So it's going to be crazy down the stretch. So it may not also be about the spreads. It may be about, Cam and Steve, what team actually may need the game more to try and make the playoffs.
Yeah, hey, Cam, did you see these standings?
Small leagues. I mean, it's like the CFL.
Yeah.
What it is with these 8-9 team leagues, right? Like, they're different than these other leagues. Weird things happen in them. And when dogs win, like I've seen in the CFL, 12-point dogs win by 32. Sometimes the team just, we're not here, see ya. Like, that type of stuff happens, Steve. Like, you bet the WNBA, Steve. Like, how do you attack it?
Well, I mean, I think it's very much like, Coach, it's like handicapping the NBA. You know, for me, the regular season NBA is almost all motivation. You know, the playoffs are a different story. You get the zigzag, you know, and some bounce back angles. But, Cam, what jumps out to me just looking at the standings, you got a 12-team league here. We've got like a week to go, less than a week to go, I believe, or maybe a little over a week to go. 11 of the 12 teams are in playoff contention still. The only one that's eliminated is the Indiana Fever, who are just terrible, 5-28. Everyone else, 12-19, 12-20 or better. So, I mean, Coach, it looks like there's not going to be too many teams that can really sit back because even the Sky and the Aces are about a game apart, 1.5 games apart right now for the top record.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to tonight. You know, when you look at the score, when you look at tonight, first game, you have Atlanta and the Sparks. The Sparks have been struggling. You know, they've had a lot of trouble. You know, obviously, Derek Fisher gets fired. We know about Liz Campage, who got terminated her contract, quit on the team. Atlanta Dream, neither team's playing well against the spread. Sparks, 2-8 against the spread the last 10 games overall. 1-6 against the spread the last following a straight-up loss. Dream, 0-4-1 against the spread the last 5 games overall and at home. Neither team playing well, but Atlanta's playing better. The Sparks have lost 5 in a row. They slipped out of playoff contention. Give me the Atlanta Dream at home minus 5.5 points.
Yeah, that's a tough game, Coach. I'm looking for something. Any opinion on the total right now on FanDuel? It's 157.5. Yeah, pretty average, maybe a little bit lower than average for a WNBA game. Any opinions on the total? And, Coach, I know you. It wouldn't be a night with the coach without some player props or plus money something. So what do you got?
Well, the Sparks played to the over in 5 out of the last 7 road games. But the Dream tend to play unders. 16-6 against the spread the last 22 versus teams in the Western Conference. 11-3 to the under the last 14 meetings. I think if you look at the way that the Sparks played their last game, trying to beat the New York Liberty after getting blown out, they tried to slow the game down. If anything, I would take under 157.5 in Sparks Dream if the Sparks want to try and stay in this game.
And then we got 8 o'clock action. Interesting. Another Chicago Sky. They've been good to me, Coach, but 8 o'clock Eastern Sky minus 6.5 total, 160.5. I'll tell you one thing. You said it. I like the Chicago Sky, but I'm going to be honest with you. They haven't been their best recently. We saw them slow starts in the money game, the Commissioner's Cup. They haven't been very good. They They were on fire for a while. They're kind of like just – they're in a bad groove right now, Coach. And as for the Washington Mystics, let's be honest. These guys have really figured it out. They're getting 6.5 points. I know the Sky are tough to beat at home, but I'm with you, Coach. I think I'm going to take the 6.5 with the Mystics and roll the dice here. I don't really have an opinion on the total. Maybe lean over. But what do you got with this one? I think the dog might be live.
The dog is very much live. Now, here's the key. No Deladon tonight because of rest. But there's times, and you've seen it, Steve, as well, where sometimes the best player don't play and everybody tends to eat a little bit more. So I actually like the Mystics plus 6.5. 5-0 gets spread the last five versus teams in the Eastern Conference. 5-1 gets spread the last six road. 9-3 gets spread the last 12 games overall. Sky 1-4-1 gets spread the last six games overall. I think the Mystics, honestly, guys, are playing better than any team in the WNBA right now. Winners of 7 of the last 10. Steve and I just talked about it during the commercial break. They just beat up the Aces at home by 10, going away into the second half. Give me the Mystics plus the points. Two player props to look at really quickly. Kalia Cooper, over 15.5 points. I played her against Dallas. She has gone over 15.5, I do believe, in her last six games. She's gotten to 12 and 15 points in the last two meetings versus the Mystics, but she's scoring at a really high clip. And then look at Natasha Cloud to go over her points prop as I pull it up. I do believe it is at 10.5 for Natasha Cloud at minus 114. Natasha Cloud has been scoring the ball a lot better, has gone over in three out of its last four games. And like I said, no Deladon. Other people got to eat. Look at Natasha Cloud to go over 10.5 points.
You know what, Coach? It's one of those things, and that's one thing I learned, like, when we got into gambling, when we started doing it like 30 years ago, and Gabe and I talk about it with hockey. I love when backups play. Eventually, what my old friend, God rest his soul, Brian Blessing, used to say, water finds its level, but it doesn't find its level for the first. When you get called up to games or you're a player getting more minutes, you start to really eat. As you say, you eat. You go wild for a while, and then eventually when you start doing, you know, playing better, you feel a little bit more comfortable, and then you can go the other way. I like taking backups when they're in those situations. Numbers are too low. For example, in baseball, like Kansas City Royals pitchers, Singer, 3.5 strikeouts. The guy had 10 against the Yankees. Little things like that. You know what I'm saying? So I look at the backups. I think that's a very good point. Don't just say, oh, this team's toast because their star's out. I actually like the other players to step up, especially when the team's cooking, Coach.
Yeah, and if you look at it, she's averaging 11.1 points per game. She's one of the best assist players in the league, 7.3. But you're missing your best scorer. And she is Natasha Cloud is more than a capable scorer. So if you look at the fact that a person like Deladon is not in the lineup. And if you look at Deladon and you look at her stats over the course of the year, you know, Elena's scoring about, I think she's scoring about 18 points a game, if I'm not mistaken, you know, 17 exactly. But if you look at the last couple of games she's had, she had a 5-point game, 17, 22, 25, 21. Those are big shoes to fill offensively, and you're not adjusting the number in the scoring for Cloud. It's still 11.1, and it's at 10.5. So this is the other thing, folks. When you look at the book, look at sometimes at with the WNBA, and Steve knows this, they don't adjust the player props much because it's algorithm-based. You can catch them sometimes on a line. You just got to go fishing and look for them.
Yeah, she had only 5 points, guys, in that upset of the Aces. Only 5 points in 29 minutes, shot 14%, and they won by 10 against one of the best teams, the second-best team in the league without her, basically, and now they're playing the best team. So, look, Coach, it's an angle that's worked in all sports for decades now. The NBA, I bet you blindly hit 70% last year if you just took that adjusted line value when a team was shorthanded. And the other team often overlooks the team, too, when they don't have their best player. Only concern here would be that the Sky are coming off a loss, so maybe that keeps them focused here. But yeah. What do you think the line would have been here? I mean, it's only 6. Is that enough of an adjustment, though, is what concerns me?
Well, I think so, because they have played well in times without her. And listen, they got other people that can score. And she's had a good scoring stretch, but she's had some stretches where she...
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That scored the ball a ton. So to me, it's more about how they've looked lately as a whole. And you're right. The fact that the Aces did not, they beat the Aces. Remember, the Aces haven't played well in back-to-back games either. It's coming up. I do like the Mystics to cover. Wouldn't be shocked if they steal it.
Coach, have a great week. And have a couple cold ones for me. Say hi to the family, brother.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Hopefully, my boy Morenci having a good time. And Cousin Sal, he's in your territory, buddy, down in Los Angeles. Maybe you and Gabe could get together. Sal, I know there's something to bet on. If you're not betting the Dodgers game, you could find something.
You know, I wish I had known. I may have to find him and kidnap him and bring him over to my 8-year-old's flag football game. And then he's got a little league baseball game Sunday. And we could bet. I mean, he'd bet on that, right? He's not above betting on little kids' baseball and football, is he?
Are you kidding me? No, he'd endorse it. He'd endorse it. Me and him are brutal. We're absolutely, I remember my cousin was playing in this like basketball tournament. I'm betting other parents. It's like, what's the spread? Let's go. You know, like it's horrible. I can't watch a game without betting on it, Sal. But
I know.
Hey, how are you doing, Sal? Your Mets, good start with that Atlanta series. So looking at the baseball board and stuff, you got to be pretty happy with that. What's caught your eye other than I know you got one of them can't miss parlays that you like, Sal, but what are you doing? What are you doing with the baseball card?
Well, first of all, I'm a little cold. Of course, I had to bet the dumb game last night. And of course, I bought into the unders, even though it was 30.5. It was the lowest anyone's ever seen, or whatever, in preseason, the last 10 years, whatever the hell they say, 2000 game. I don't know what it was. But so I bet the under, and somehow after 20-0 at half, I'm still alive with 4 minutes left. And then Jaguars, who looked lifeless, punched one in and went for two, and that hit over. So, of course, I think it had hit 7 of the last 9 the under. So I'm back in full force for football. And then today I had the Marlins, no score in the 6. I'm like, I'll take a chance on them, 2-run homer Contreras on the Cubs. So I don't know if I'm the one you want to talk to right now. I got to say, I was really depressed. It's a typical Met fan when DeGrom goes out there and they would not hit for him. And I said, oh, my God. I forgot this feeling. I'm excited about DeGrom. He's up against yet another minor league lineup in the Nationals who had just traded Bell and Soto. I was like, he's going to breeze through this guy. This is just going to be another rehab start where he shines, and they didn't hit. And he's not even batting. That's the problem, right, Cam? He's not even batting, and so he can't even help himself. He's not even in the 9th slot. I wonder what you think about that. Maybe he should he bat during his starts?
I'll tell you, Sal, like I'm with you. Like, I got a golf guy leading the tournament. He starts with an 8. It's never been done. The guy took a quad on his first hole. He's leading now. And he's tied for the lead. So I still get they chunk it up, but it would have been like $800 instead of whatever. I'm like, oh my God, like second round leader bet. I'm like losing my mind. I got a CFL game last night. I got Montreal. Gabe Smart. He's like, Cam, don't be an idiot. Winnipeg's undefeated. I'm like, it's a bad spot. It's 14-14. Oh, yeah, pick. Touchdown. Guy takes it back. Touchdown. So I got a teaser to plus 12.5. Oh, yeah, they lose by 14. Same as you. In the football game with the Raiders, what happens? I'm Jacksonville. Let's go for 2. Thanks. Me and Steve are talking about that, Sal. A lot of monkey business going on in football. All these new gamblers and teasers and stuff. No bet is safe, buddy. It's a gong show.
Right. Steve, you must be winning. Someone's got to be winning out of the 3 of us.
Steve always wins. He's calm. He's not a psycho like me.
Look, man, we were like 10-3 before the All-Star break. Then we lost like 3 games at the top of the 9th last week, and then I won like 7 straight till last night. So, I mean, it's a grind, right? I mean, it's a marathon, it's a sprint. But Sal, I got to ask you about
the right time to win this week, then. I can't wait for your baseball pick.
Well, I'll tell you guys. Morenci's going to be at the Dodger game tomorrow night. And Cam said, Sal, at the beginning of the show, it's the biggest series of the week. And I had to correct him. I was like, this Mets-Braves series is the biggest because you win that division, you're going to get a bye to the divisional round. It's going to be Dodgers and the NL East winners are going to get that bye and not have to play the extra wild card round. Big win for the Mets last night. I mean, I think if they get two out of three this weekend, they're going to kind of pull away. How are you looking at this one tonight?
Well, you know, it's a five-game series, actually, which I don't remember.
This
long time. So, yeah, so there's a Monday game, too. So that's why yesterday was so important. How about my guy, Edwin Diaz? Even like when the Mets great relievers, like Familia would have crazy numbers, and I would never, ever trust him. But this Diaz is something else. It really is just like, at one point, he had 21 out of his last 27 outs or strikeouts, and he's just phenomenal. I'm looking for MVP numbers. Forget about Goldschmidt. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Where is Edwin Diaz on this board? I don't see him anywhere. I'm checking FanDuel. No, not. I mean, there's 40 names here, and Edwin Diaz isn't one of them. But, I mean, as good as reliever as we can see. And, yeah, that one was big. So, because even if you win only two out of five, you're dropping a game. So they're ahead 2.5-3 in the loss column. But I think we can make some moves here tonight. I love Walker tonight. You know, he's 9-2. They may have the Braves number. People love this Vogelbaum. It's so funny here in the New York sportscasters. Like, he's a big fat guy, right? Cam, like, we're going to love this guy, right? He's
exactly
my top three favorite players. But they're afraid. The announcers are afraid to call anyone fat anymore. They're like, oh, he's so much fun to watch. Like, yeah, because he's fat, right? Because can we say it? He's fat. It's like,
have you seen the Blue Jays lineup? These guys are sponsored by Golden Corral. We used to have Vogelback on the team. And Rowdy Roddy Tellez. Right. Think about it. Tellez, Vogelback, our catcher, Kirk. He's a damn bowling ball. You can just roll him down there. He's huge. Guerrero. Like, we should be sponsored by a buffet. The Blue Jays had the chunkiest team going. Oh, yeah. They mash, but they're fat. I like that's the thing about New York, too, Sal. You know that. If a big fat guy does anything, like, they'll fall in love with this guy. He'll be a hero. It doesn't matter. He could be horrible. Like, one big hit for this guy. Don't make Vogelback the king of the city. Vogelback.
Bartolo Colon, obviously. Yes. Who else before, right? There's so many. It was good. I mean, we were trying to think of that when Big Poppy got inducted last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Who was the most out-of-shape Hall of Famer of all time? Is it Big Poppy and Babe Ruth? I'm trying to think.
Is Cecil Fielder? Is he a Hall of Famer? It all started with Cecil Fielder.
Did he get there?
I don't think he is in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he did, but no, he's chunky, too. Hey, another Blue Jay. Hey, I told you. Everybody. They're all fat.
The point is we should celebrate this more and not be afraid to call these guys what they are. It's fat. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. God bless.
Yeah, if you got a paunch, you got a gut, you're fat, you're fat. That's a beautiful thing about baseball. You could be a lard ass and still play the game. It's fantastic. Right?
Right, Sal? Exactly.
What parlay did you put together, buddy?
Did you? I'm all over. You know, I jinx all these White Sox pitchers. I think I had Lucas Giolito a couple last year to have the most strikeouts. And now, so I have Dylan Cease to win the Cy Young. And that's actually making a move a little bit. I mean, everyone loves Verlander, and he's a minus at this point. Cease is now plus 480. It could have got him at 10-1 a little before the All-Star break. But I think he's only given up 4 runs in the last 9 starts or something crazy. Or is that something? I don't know. He's a shade over
ERA.
Yeah. And I'm not afraid to give the run and a half. They bat 9 times, obviously. They're on the road. They are very frustrating to watch, these White Sox in general, but I do like them right now, straight up. I like them.
Cease is a monster. It's funny. Yeah. That was the first game I bet this morning. I put him in parlays. Like, Dylan C, Steve. You got to ride the hot hand. They lost to Texas 3-2, but what do you think, Steve, of the White Sox? You put them in parlays, lay the run and a half tonight. I know the juice is pretty high.
Yeah, I put out a free play at wagertalk.com today, and it's White Sox minus 1.5 run line. So I'm with you guys. Okay. It's been on my page all day. And the Rangers are actually maybe a play on team for me. They're 6-23 in one-run games. They were 5-23 until the other night. They're now 6-23 in one-run games. So I do think the Rangers might have some value over the next few weeks as an underrated team, but not tonight. I'm not fading Cease. I like the White Sox, and I'd rather lay the run and a half, get that juice down.
Hey, Steve, didn't you want to talk to Sal about the Super Contest or something? You said going to ask him if he's got a consortium?
Yes, I need your advice. I'm going to be in Vegas for 10 days starting next week. We've got a meet and greet at the Westgate for the Super Contest weekend with wagertalk.com. Right. And do I join the contest? I've done it in years past. It's gotten so top-heavy. I was curious, do you play at the Super Contest? You do any of those contests for football?
Well, here's the problem. What's ridiculous, you know, I have a, you know, I have, what do they call? Well, they put them in, they put the bet in for you every week. What do they call those people?
A proxy service. Yeah, we have to use a proxy service.
Yeah, and so now people are making $1 million a year just as proxies. But you have to sign up in person, and I don't know if I can get out there in the next 10 days. If you're there, you might as well do it, right? I mean, what bigger feather in your cap if you were able to actually win? I was in it. I haven't been in Vegas, like I said, the last couple of years in August, so I couldn't join. But my claim to fame is I was a half game behind heading into Thanksgiving weekend. And then I S'd the bet the whole rest of the way. But I don't even think you get a prize for being in second place on Thanksgiving. But it was a great feeling thinking that day. I did have an opportunity to win. How many people join now? Is it record numbers?
It's out of control.
I think it is.
Like Steve, yeah, Steve, yeah, that's the whole thing about this.
Like 12 million.
You almost have to, like, what do you do now? Like, there's so many people in it. Like, what, you know what I mean? Before, didn't that kid from Starbucks win? How'd you win? I just bet on the Patriots every week, and they kept on covering. Remember that? Yeah. Like, the kid, it's like the kid from The Simpsons. I'm like, there's so many guys in it.
You know what's interesting, though, guys, about it? It's very educational for, like, new bettors. I know we have a lot of new bettors around the country now, you know, FanDuel's in a lot of states, but you're talking about thousands of people in there, including a lot of sharp professional bettors. And I don't know if they still do, but they used to give a bonus. Remember, if you hit 70% for the season, you have to do 5 games every week. And I don't think anyone's ever done that. That just shows how hard it is to hit even 70% over 60, 70 games, that they're willing to put that much money on the line as a bonus. But, yeah, it's kind of top-heavy, Sal. I'm debating if I'm going to do it.
Well, I imagine it's like the World Series of Poker around 2002.
It is,
right?
Exactly right.
The moneymaker year, then everybody got involved. Now, there is like a gold. Maybe we should all combine forces and join that gold thing where there's not as many entries, right? Is there a gold version of the Super Contest where – I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
Maybe we'll do a foursome.
You want to do one with less people. Yes, yes, yes. Like we all chuck in a couple dimes. Like I'd rather do that. But the problem is, once you get on a team, like I'm pretty laid back. I remember I joined Sal. There's always one guy. We're not taking the Lions this week. That team sucks. Like next thing you know, like you're fist fighting guys that you're in the pool with. It's like, at least if you go down with certain people, your buddies, it's like, okay, whatever. But people get pretty fired up. Like, I've seen fist fights over this stuff, like at fantasy drafts where the winning team gets 200 grand. It gets pretty violent.
Well, maybe we don't involve a-holes into our group, and we'll that'll solve like that. But, no, I think, well, we each pick a game every week. How many games do you have?
Yes.
You have 5? All right.
Yeah.
So three
how about
plus,
this? We each pick a game, and we have a consensus game. One each and then one consensus. We'll get Morelli in. We'll do the quad box.
That
sounds good. Let me know, guys. I'll be out there. I'll sign us up. I'll take care of it.
No, I'm dead serious. Yes, here. We'll send you some money or whatever. And Sal, I don't know if you're playing the Canadian Football League. I wish Gabe was here. Hey, he hit the winner last night, but I feel good about this one. Ottawa Red Blacks plus 5.5 against Calgary Stampeders tonight. 7:30 Eastern. Big game. If they win, they won their first game of the year. They're rolling with a little bit of momentum at home, and they have a bye week next week. So, Sal, that's my pick, and hopefully one of my golfers comes in. I'll send you a golf pick as well. That's one sport I'm actually, you know, I do okay in. But I'll tell you, these baseball games are starting to really piss me off with closers slowing games.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I feel like it's Thanksgiving, and I'm already sick of the NBA, you know. I gotta get the baseball out of me, and preseason football isn't doing it for me. So, yeah, you're right. All right, send me some golf stuff, and Ottawa plus 7.5, what'd you say?
Ottawa Red Blacks, the Ottawa Red Blacks plus 5.5 versus the Calgary Stampeders. Yes, yes.
Does that include the Rouge?
Yeah. Oh, I was actually pissed last night. Me and Marenzi are like, the kid runs it out of the end zone like a stooge. It's like, take the Rouge, man. And then he gets tackled at the 3-yard line. Next thing you know, you're kicking and the other team is in field goal position. That's the thing. They come to the Canadian League. They don't know the rules, right? Steve, if you get tackled in the end zone, 1 point, but you get better field position. Next thing you know, you're kicking, you know, and there's a no yards rule. So you have to be within 5 yards. The guy's returning it. And you're already like going to get a minimum field goal or touchdown. Anyway, I'll explain the Rouge and everything else about the Canadian Football League. Failure. You get a point for failure in Canada. We love it. Right, Sal? Love you, buddy.
I love it.
Make sure you catch
up
with Gabe and bet on some kids basketball while you're down there.
All right. I'll give him a hug. Son of a bitch. I'm going to get him. We'll see.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. finding your space even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'll see you guys.
Sal, bet on the 8-year-old who's shaving and brings his kid to the game. That's who you bet on.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, like the Little League World Series. He's really 32 years old. More Steve Merrill, more picks after. Thanks, Sal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks to Cousin Sal for showing me. Miss Sal. You know, he's a busy guy, Steve, so every once in a while, he dropped by. I know he's doing a lot of stuff, him and Jimmy Kimmel and all the things that he does. NFL season's around the corner, so it's nice to catch up with him. Hopefully, I love that guy. And I know what, Steve, you're right. If we get into a pool, it's got to be with people you know and people that you're not going to rage on when something goes bad, like if a guy makes a bad pick or something like that. I've been in a situation where a guy, like, needed money, getting a divorce, and we started off great, and then the season just tanked, buddy. Like, those pools, if you have a consortium, you got to really get along with each other, or it could get ugly.
Well, and Cam, I'll tell you, it's rule number 101 with sports betting, right? You don't bet money that you can't afford to lose. And if you're getting into one of those contests, I write it off as a 100% loss, and anything I win back is just bonus money. That's how you have to look at it. And I think that's especially true with a big contest like out in Vegas where there's thousands of entries.
I should take that advice, Eve. So you're saying I shouldn't bet money I shouldn't.
Yeah,
I'm looking at my cash flow.
Really? I'm not sure I've got time.
I put that much money on the Montreal Alouettes in my CFL teaser last night, like an absolute stooge.
You should not get evicted because of a random rouge in a CFL game. Let's put it that way.
The game was tied in the fourth quarter too, Steve, and I had the dog. Like, I was I don't get mad very often about games, but that one really pissed me off. What are we going to do here, Steve? At 7
there's
o'clock.
Not key, no, there's no key margins in the CFL for that reason, though, right? We're talking about the preseason, right? I mean, isn't that kind of the case with the CFL?
You're right. The thing about the CFL, there's numbers, but you're right. The rouges, the one-point singles, sometimes you take safeties with bad field position. It's not like the NFL. Like, look at tonight's game. What do they call the NFL? A dead number, 5.5? That's what the number is in the CFL. Calgary minus 5.5 in that game. So 7 o'clock, we'll go through all the other bets, Steve, but I don't know really what to do early. Like, there's a lot of chalk here, so I guess we'll put together something. I'll tell you one thing. The Chicago White Sox are being parlayed, and the Philadelphia Phillies, we're going to put them in with the White Sox, and we're going to get that right now. What is that? That's plus 127. I'm going to put a two-game parlay in. We'll get Jay Berman's picks on the other side after the update. Steve's got something together, and I think we might have one underdog in common. Berman next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.